The Ari tells us a person shouldn't pray ever while he said. V'im ne'esa kach, en nafsho yechol lekabel ha'or ha'elyon nimshach alav b'et ha'tfilah. And if a person's prayer connection is while he's very sad, he cannot do the work and he cannot allow, he cannot draw the supernal light to come and to be drawn down in the aspect of the prayer. Omnam be'et shemitvadeh avidui ufaret chata'av. Only in times that are sometimes in aspect of prayers, a person needs to go into parts of what we call confession or thinking about his misconduct, his negativity, his transgressions. Then he might be able just to be a little bit to feel the pain of it, but not to draw himself into level of itzavon, sadness. Ki nimshach lo nezek nifla vegadol al yedei atzivuto. Because the damage become really great if a person does it when he's sad. But you need to show while you pray, you need to show while you pray a great submission. Again, as we said, pouring your soul, a great submission. But with that submission, you have also to be happy. So it's almost like two opposite contradicting notions. In one hand, to be submitted, poor, but in the other hand, to have a great joy, which is a big secret of what we know as the rich and the poor part are of the same rope, meaning rich and poor, it's the edges of the same line. That's how a person needs to be in order for his prayer to elevate and to make impact. Kedimyon ha'eved ha'meshameshet rabo b'simcha yetera. As he gives us an analogy of a slave that serves his master in great joy. So in one hand, the slave is submitted to his master. Submitted meaning he knows that he can't do anything unless his master gives him the permission. So he's submitted completely. He's poor. He doesn't have anything of its own, right? But at the other hand, he does whatever the master tells him in a great joy. And those two parts, two elements, it's not something that it's easy. Part of the spiritual work is to lead us to be able to build that those two opposite notions almost in terms of human being. That would give us the ability to create a much greater connection. וכמעט שעיקר המעלה והשלמות והשגת רוח הקודש תלויה בדבר הזה. And he says here, the Ari, that the only way that divine inspiration can be received by a human being is dependent on these two elements of being submitted on one hand, pouring your soul, knowing that you don't have anything of your own, and actually begging, because you know that everything comes from above, but at the same time, to be in great awe, in great gratitude, in great happiness at the same time. And that's the key to draw what we call the divine. And the same thing as he says, when you do a mitzvah meaning a deed, like we spoke the previous class, when we talk about a complete deed that revealed the light, the same way we said the mitzvah, the deed, the action of do's or not to do needs to be conducted, needs to be awakened by the same two elements. And there are other things here that obviously, that's just the little introduction before we starting the actual parts of the prayer of the morning. We have the explanation of the Birkot HaShachar, the 18 blessings of the morning that some of us know that we do. Some of us do it in the Dialing God as well. Birkot HaShachar, 18 of them, which refer, the Ari here tells that they have great light. In the world of Asiya, in the world of action, they are revealing the light, the source of the light, and those 18 blessings refer to the actions that we are about to do, meaning when you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, you're cleaning your hands, you're going to the bathroom, you're putting your shoes on, all that stuff, although it looks to us mundane and very ordinary, right, they are awakening, and the meditation are here to awaken the supernal, the very supernal light in Olam Asiya, in the world of Asiya, right, that actually give us the kick, the restart, right, of each and every day. So the Ari said it's very important to recite them from the minute that you wake up in the morning, and that's the part that is preceding the actual prayer. And then in the actual prayer, you have the part of Olam Asiya, which is the part of the sacrifices that we reciting, and then you have the part of the next world, and as we said, the Yetzirah, the world of formation, which are the Psalms, and then you have the part of the world of creation, and then you have the silent connection in the world of emanation. But again, the Ari brings throughout his student, right, all the matters of those actions and those worlds and the elements of the meditation inside of them, in order for the human being to be able not just to pray because, you know, you ask something to happen because you're not satisfied with what's going on in your life, but actually to influence and to impact and to restore back, as we said, the order in the universe. And he mentioned here, for instance, Gami Zirani, that's a little bit amusing. Gami Zirani Mod Morizal. Rabbi Chaim Vital saying that his teacher, the Ari, warned him very carefully and said to him not to, while he's doing his connection, not to insert his finger to his ear, to, you know, to clean it if it's itching, or not to do it while he prayed. From the beginning till the end. And if a person done that, right, he needs straight away to go and to do netilat yadayim to cleanse his hands. V'gam ma'olam lo yitpaled tfilato bekol ram. And the prayer shouldn't be loud. Should be in a silent voice. And we're talking mostly about the silent prayer, the last part of the prayer, obviously. But even the parts before, in the world of creation, for instance, in the world of formation even, the fact that you're doing it silently is again to show the respect, to show the gratitude, to show the submission of your soul. And therefore you shouldn't do it loud, because if you're doing it loud, it indicates on lack of faith, lack of certainty, lack of belief. So this is in Shara Kavanot, part A. When we are going into another section, which this is Pri Etz Chaim, this is, it's called Etz Chaim, is the tree of life, but it's not the gate of the tree of life, it's an addition of other students, that information, data that was collected and brought together later, and it's called the fruit of the tree of life. We have also two parts of it. And because it's the fruit of the tree of life, it's an extension of the sixth gate, but it's not considered to be a gate, but as we said, an addition. And even here, when you check the beginning, it's starting with, again, the gate of prayer, which is the first gate, or the first, or the main part of Shara Kavanot, of gate of meditation. So it's starting in the same way, by the way, as we said, that the tefillah, the prayer, is in the world of Malchut, the world of Asiyah, and each tefillah comes as pouring your soul. But then, there are other things that have been brought, and that brought from Etz Chaim, from the tree of life, into the part of the tefillah, because the tefillah related to the aspect of the tree of life. What is the aspect of the tree of life? The book of the tree of life, the writing of the tree of life. It's the emerges the revelation of the existence of the world from the endless throughout the tzimtzum, contraction, and the creation of the five worlds, as we mentioned before. And therefore, when we're dealing with the tefillah, with the prayer, we are connecting ourselves to those levels of the worlds that are created. We're just doing it in a form of returning light, obviously. So also the tree of life has an aspect, of course, a main aspect that's related to the tefillah, because the entire tefillah, according to the meditation of the Ari, deals with the structure of the tree of life. And it says, it talks here about the costume or the rituals. Something interesting. שיש חלוקים בין אשכנזים ובין ספרדים, קטלונים ואיטלקים וכיוצא בזה. We know that the way, the prayer of the Kabbalists, the prayer of the poor, the prayer that goes by the construction of Rabbi Isaac Luria, as we know it, is specific. And by the way, the Talmud, the Gemara, those texts that conducted the prayer, is the prayer that goes all through all generation, and that's basically the technology. You don't change it. You don't change the core of the prayer, but there are customs, there are rituals, there are melodies that are not exact. It's not a fixed thing. And the Ari says that we know that we have throughout the generations, we have the Ashkenazi way of praying, and you have the Sephardic, the Spanish way of praying, and you have the Catalonic, and you have the Italians, and we know that we have Yemeni, and all kind of customs of how to pray, although the skeleton, the core of the prayer is one. שיש בהם מנהגים קדמונים שלהם בסידורי התפילה. And therefore, in the way of the prayers, you have sometimes differences. ולא במה שנוגע לפיוטים ופזמונים האחרונים, רק בשורשי התפילות כפי הדין. והיה אומר, מורי, and רבי חיים ויטל says, that his teacher, Rabbi Isaac Luria, the Ari, instructed him regarding that matter. שיש יוד בית שערים ברקיה, that we have 12 gates in the Rakia, in heaven, in the firmament. And those 12 gates are against the 12 tribes. And also we know 12 signs of the zodiac. וכל אחד עולה תפילתו דרך שער אחד. And therefore, since there are 12 tribes, 12 gates, each prayer can go through one gate, meaning the one that belongs to each gate goes through that gate, cannot go, doesn't have the access to another gate. והם השערים הנזכרים בשלעי ספר יחזקאל, and those gates are mentioned, the Ari said, in the book of Ezekiel as well. And he says, ודאי לא היו השערים בדרכי השערים שווין. And therefore, the gates are different from each other. They are not the same. וכל אחד משונה לחברו, ולכן גם התפילות משונות. And therefore, because each one of the gates is different, therefore, the tefillot, the aspect of the tefillah, which is the version, the costume, the ritual, from the place, geographically, right? Ashkenazi, from Europe, Eastern Europe, or Sephardic, from Spain, or Africa, etc. They're also different in a way, but those differences are not in the core of the prayer. They are the differences that came along almost by delight, and it's been naturally developed that way. Why? Because it only can go up. It can only go up by the virtue of that. It can only go up by the virtue of that difference throughout the gate that belong to it. לכן כל אחד ואחד ראוי להחזיק כמנהג תפילתו. And therefore, Rabbi Isaac Luria instructed his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital, and also Rav Ashlag talks about it, that every kind of community or a costume, right, that exists, it should be allowed to exist that way, because that's the way it should be in order to for that prey to allow elevation and to enter eventually. Otherwise, there will be parts that are missing in the complete structure. כי מי יודע אם הוא משבט ההוא ואין תפילתו עולה לידי השאר ההוא, because you don't know to which tribe originally you belong to, and therefore the way that you come with your ancestor, with your forefathers, with your history, with your family, with where you coming, and the way of your prayer, although it's the same prayer but differently in terms of its costume, you don't know what your origin, and therefore you have to stick with it because it needed in order to fill up that specific gate that belonged to that prayer, to that tribe. But Rabbi Chaim Vital also mentioned, but his teacher wasn't interested in all of those newer elements of costume of the prayer that came in the era of what we call the last. Because we remember that when the Ari came to this world in the beginning of the 16th century, it was the beginning of the era of the last, which started with the time of the Ari and continuing till our time and time of Mashiach. Before the Ari, there was the first, the era of the first, which was 500 years before that. And the Ari maintained the part and not allowed or said that the newer parts that been established are properly, but the one that really come from the Rishonim, from the first, and even from the time of the Tanaim, right, the time of Rabbi Akiva, the teacher of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arech, and Rabbi Avraham, I think, Eklir, Vedugmatan, meaning long back, that prayer, that costume of prayer, that technology goes back long time, and therefore the Ari was actually sticking with that specific part and not really accepting the newer types. And he says, "Elu achronim lo yadu derech haKabbalah," because the last one, as we said, the Ari only instructed his teacher, his student Rabbi Chaim Vital, and Rabbi Chaim Vital, even as we said, took the writings into the grave, right? So it was a long development of sages and Kabbalists that came along that eventually been allowed to reveal that those secrets. So he said, mainly in the time of the last, the Achronim, they didn't know properly the way of Kabbalah. In order to be really use the technology to connect with the avenue that can allow us really to make a difference, we have to stick with the main parts, and even if it's a little bit different in terms of the costumes and the rituals, we don't change it this time. We go back long time before, in order to know that it needs to be that way if you are from that stream, but just because that's going to be necessary for that prayer to enter to that specific gate that the root of your soul is belong to, and therefore it will make an impact. Thank you very much.